I'm going to talk to you about the history of writing, as John said, and as the title says. I'm no great expert, but I am interested, okay? So what I'm going to give you this morning is a quick, not too detailed, but a look at the history of writing from its beginnings as we know it until modern times. But we've only got 50 minutes, and for each stage in its history, you could spend days on it, okay? So remember, it's a brief look at the history. And if you're interested, afterwards I will send you via Blackboard some references. But I'm sure some of you know perhaps more about the history of your own writing than I do, and you can contribute that in your discussions afterwards. Okay, my first question is this writing?
No.
What is it?
Picture.
A sign, a picture. Do you understand what it's telling you?
Yes.
Okay, Mohammed, where is it? Is it? Okay. Have you switched off your mobile phone? So there's two reasons why this is there. To remind you to switch off your mobile phone and for you to question whether this is writing or whether it's a picture. Think about it. I'm going to start with some definitions. And as many of you know, there's never one definition of anything in the whole academic world, okay? So one definition, this is in a book called The World's Writing System. It's defined as a system of more or less, okay? More or less, it's not definite, okay? Permanent marks used to represent an utterance. Okay, when we speak, we make an utterance. Okay, so it's transferring that utterance to a permanent mark in such a way that it can be recovered more or less. This person likes more or less, very cautious, exactly, without the intervention of the utterer. Okay, when I speak, if you don't understand, you can ask me. When I write, and you read a book that I've written, you can't always ask me. If you have my email address, you can write and ask me. David Crystal last week said he receives a lot of emails with questions. Today it is possible. But traditionally, this person is saying that the utterer, the writer, cannot intervene in your understanding. Okay? In parenthesis, in brackets, as a writing teacher, I ask you to think about that when you write. Think about the reader. The reader can't ask you questions. Explain everything to the reader when you write. Okay, another definition. A set of visible or tactile signs. What does tactile mean? Tactile. You can touch it, yes. Can you see any signs in this room that you can touch that send you a message? Yeah, Khalifa, exit, okay. Think about it. Used to represent units of language in a systematic way with the purpose of recording messages which can be retrieved, which can be taken again by everyone, not everyone in the world, but everyone who knows the language and knows and understands the rules of the language. Okay? So think about that. And another definition, or part of an extended definition, complete writing must have as its purpose communication. Okay, why bother to write? Why write if you are not communicating something important? Complete writing must consist of artificial graphic marks on a durable, something that lasts, something that continues over the years. Or, in today's world, electronic surface. Okay? This is on an electronic surface, and I can send it to you. You're all writing down. I can send it to you. Do take notes, but I can send it to you because it will not disappear unless I delete it. Okay?